176. Passage of the Ordinance of 1787. What should be done with the lands which, in this way, had come into the possession of the people of all the states? It was quite impossible to divide these lands among the people of the 13 states. They never could have agreed as to the amount due to each state. In 1785, Congress took the first step. It passed a law or an ordinance for the government of the territory northwest of the Ohio River. This ordinance was imperfect, and few persons immigrated to the West. There were many persons who wished to immigrate from the old states to the new region, but they were unwilling to go unless they felt sure they would not be treated by Congress as the British government had treated the people of the original states. Dr. Cutler of Massachusetts laid these matters before Congress and did his work so well that Congress passed a new ordinance. This was in 1787. The ordinance is therefore called the Ordinance of 1787. It was so well suited to its purpose that nearly all the territories of the United States have been settled and governed under its provisions. It will be well to study this great document at more length. 177. The Ordinance of 1787. In the first place, the ordinance provided for the formation of one territory to be called the Territory Northwest of the Ohio, but it is more often called the Northwest Territory, or simply the Old Northwest. At first, it was to be governed by the persons appointed by Congress, but it was further provided that when settlers should arrive in sufficient numbers, they should enjoy self-government. When fully settled, the territory should be divided into five states. These should be admitted to the Confederation on a footing of equality with the original states. The settlers in the territory should enjoy full rights of citizenship. Education should be encouraged. Slavery should never be permitted. This last provision is especially important as it saved the Northwest to freedom. In this way, a new political organization was invented. It was called a territory. It was really a colony, but it differed from all other colonies because in time it would become a state on a footing of entire equality with the parent states.